Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, Comedian's Guide to Autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always is my co-host,
Graham K. Oh yeah.
Yes. Good to talk to you,
man.
It's
been a couple weeks since we put out a sode.
It has. Thank you for all your emails. We've got a lot of fan messages that said, what happened, guys? Where are you? And I got to be honest, that really helped. It really, sometimes you forget that, like, oh no, there's people listening.
Well, we know there's people, we got a bunch of listeners, but you just,
we've been busy. Thousands of listeners, but it's nice to hear from people that are like, hey, listen, it means a lot to me to get these. I like to hear these episodes, and it's encouraging. It's encouraging on this end. It's very encouraging.
But you've had a lot going on. You've been traveling a bunch. You were just in Ecuador, back home.
I did. Life is complicated for people, and I've been going through it, and so. I needed a little break, and I went down south for a few days to see my parents for Thanksgiving.
Hang with the parents?
Yeah,
that's
I didn't
good.
Want to be alone.
How was the weather?
Weather was a balmy 80. No, it was good.
Ooh.
It was Ecuador's very – well, first of all, three parts of Ecuador, right? There's the coast. There's the Andes Mountains, the tallest mountains in the Americas, and the Amazon jungle. We are on the coast.
So the coast
is warm and humid. But it was great. Went to the beach.
Sounds nice.
And – it was good. It was good. It was good. Good to get away from sometimes.
Do you have like high school buddies that are around there still?
I do have some
chums.
Well, the thing is, I went to like an international school, so everybody like moved everywhere. So, which is good and bad. It's hard to keep track of people. There's people in all over the world. I was in New York 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and I did some shows, and I had some high school friends come out, and it was fun.
I saw you there.
Yes. We recorded a couple
you gave
of.
Me, you gave me. Yeah, you gave me protein. Protein shake. I haven't used it yet, but it's there.
That's true. I forgot about that.
He's like, "Hey, man, come to my car. I got protein for you. you don't like it? No, it gives me gas. All right, I'll take your gassy protein shake.
Very, very delicate stomach. Some of the protein soy does a number on me. So if it has,
you have a very. Funny, you have a strong, delicate stomach.
Some things I'm fine. Old meat, I can eat forever.
Yeah,
but
I think we might have talked about this on the last episode. You just eat old meat. just day old chicken on your skillet.
Some things I'm like, very sophisticated, piece? And some things I am a definite bachelor. Yeah,
bachelor, hunter gatherer, samesies.
Just covered in hair and sinew, but dying on the inside.
Well, anyway, you're not dying. You're doing great. You're going to go see. You're actually flying out to see your son, which is exciting.
Flying out tonight? Yeah, it's my son's birthday coming up, and I want to go see him and have a little party and eat some
cake. All the way to Sweden. You're going to Sweden to see your son.
Yeah, it's going to be good. These trips are always hard. It's a long way to go, but it'll be good.
Yeah, we're talking about that off here. But you're a good dad, and that's awesome.
It's going to be
good. You're a great dad, and he's going to be super pumped. We're going to have a great week in review next week. You can tell us all about it. We're excited. I'm excited to hear about it. In terms of my brother, I don't have a lot to say. Same old. She's getting excited for Christmas. I get daily emails about what he wants for Christmas. We're just getting really geared up. We're getting really jacked up for Christmas. I am definitely excited to see him going home in like 3 weeks.
No, that's going to be good. Last time we talked a little about he might come visit you. Is that on the card still? Or is that?
I brought it up once more, and he's like, in the spring, I'd like to come. So he's
smart.
He is smart.
He does not want to come to New York in the wintertime. Surprise.
Well, you know what, though? He's from Ottawa, though. You know how much warmer it is in Ottawa? It's like people in New York, when I was in LA and I was like, I'm going to move back to New York. They're like, what are you going to do in the winter? I was like, I'm from Ottawa.
That's a good point.
Our biggest tourist attraction is a frozen canal,
which freezes on its own.
It freezes on its own. Public servants skate to work. People work for the government, put on skates instead of jog. They skate to work.
I want to see that someday.
This is where I'm from. worried about. This winter's a joke. New York winter is a joke.
What is
anyway,
that, 50 degrees today? What is it? What do you got up there?
It's 50.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I don't know if you, they played the Grey Cup in Ottawa, which is like the Canadian Super Bowl. Shania Twain did halftime. She came out on a dog sled in a snowstorm.
Perfect.
That was this, it was Sunday.
I don't know who Shania Twain is, but just the name sounds like she should be riding the dog sled.
You don't know who Shania Twain is?
I can't name a Shania Twain song. I've heard the name, but country, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, jeez.
I've got a lot of Led Zeppelin references.
You really are from Ecuador.
Yo, rock and roll and heavy metal was huge when I was growing up. It was Rat, Poison, Def Leppard. There was not a lot of country down south. Yeah, it was a lot of heavy metal.
Really? In Ecuador?
In Ecuador, yeah. And then a lot of Latin rock. So you had Solesterio, Enanitos Verdes, Los Hombres G. You had a lot of...
Oh, Los Hombres G.
The G-Man.
What does G mean?
G. So Los Hombres G. The G-Man, I guess it translates to, yeah. Great band.
I can't. You should play them.
You know what?
I'm going to play them right after this.
We're playing them right now because the way time works.
This is a cultural experience.
Maybe I should download it and add it because it sounds a little tinny. Oh, I've heard this song. This isn't Hombres G. This is Shania Twain.
Yeah, I know. I'm educating you on our culture.
Isn't she American or our culture? Is she Canadian?
She's Canadian.
I didn't know that.
Whose boots have your bed in under?
Oh, I've heard that song too.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, this is your Comedian's Guide to Autism.
Yeah.
We're two comedians. Yeah. 8 minutes in, we'll let you know. We're two comedians who have autistic loved ones in our lives, loved ones with autism. I have a severely autistic 19-year-old son next week named Jacob Jerry, who we call JJ. I love that boy. And tell us about your brother, Pete.
Well, he is, his name's Peter, and he is 33, and he is on the higher end of the spectrum, but you'll hear in the next interview the last interview that Jill's like, oh, your son is like a bit, it's like the same, your son, this woman has two different autistic women, and she's like, your sons are like, are they, she has two,
this
sons.
Woman has two autistic
this woman
sons. Yeah.
thank you this woman has two autistic anyway, it sounded bad, but anyway, one on opposite ends of the spectrum, and yes, the higher end one can drive and is in university or college.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, that's like Peter and JJ. But my brother is not that, he's not that high end. Like in terms of
not as high
on
functioning yet. Yeah.
He's high end. He's the highest of ends. He's the best.
We got him at Nordstrom's. He is very
high
end.
In terms of being a dude, as a cool dude, he is honest to God of the highest quality.
Highest quality dude.
He cannot, you know.
Yeah, if you know somebody who would be a good fit for him, you're like, I need a high quality dude like this in my life. Send him, your links, Graham's way. Maybe the love connection here.
Yeah. He could never drive, but anyway, he's the best. I love him very much. And Jill, these interviews are so good. If you're listening, Jill Escher, our roving reporter. These next two interviews, I would say this. This might be the most important episode we've ever put out. I'm
wow,
not joking
I love
when
it.
I say that. No, because the knowledge that these two guests that Jill interviews, I'm gonna say the names incorrectly, of course. Kathy Boyle, that's easy.
That's
and Arzu Foru. Faru. Arzu Faru. They're amazing women, and they are advocates, and they actually give you, we give you guys emotional support, audience. These people give you actual concrete things that will change your life, and they're like easy to follow, it seems like. But that's all I got. I mean, it's crazy. I hope you guys love this this episode, because these interviews, they blew my mind.
Yeah, just to set this up a little bit, this is from the the Autism Law Summit in San Diego. And Graham, you nailed it. You nailed it. It's exactly it. I feel like these two interviews are, you know what, let's play it and I'll talk about it after. Let's play the first one. The first one is Arzu, and here we go.
Hey everyone, roving reporter Jill Escher here at the Autism Law Summit in sunny San Diego. I am sitting across the table from Arzu Foro. Hey Arzu.
Good morning.
And I'm so excited to talk to Arzu. She is one of the amazing, brilliant autism moms who turned into a warrior advocate. Let's start, Arzu, by asking you about your family.
I am the proud mother of a 19-year-old and a 21-year-old on the opposite ends of the autism spectrum.
And what do you mean by that?
My 19-year-old just finished his first year in college and drives and is pretty independent. We're lucky if we ever see him. And my 21-year-old will probably need lifelong supports. He needs protection from life. He needs protection from being mugged. He needs protection from himself. He's needing a lot more support, and he has pretty limited language proficiency.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds a little bit like the Kirk and Graham experience under one roof. But anyway, Arzu, you live in Washington State.
I do.
And you are really one of the foremost people in autism in that entire state, and what you've built is amazing up there. Can you tell people about your nonprofit?
Absolutely, I'd be delighted to. We are a medical legal partnership. We help families whenever they've been given a prescription for medically necessary services, regardless of their financial background.
Okay, stop for a second. Yeah. When you say medically necessary services, can you list those kinds of services?
Sure, absolutely. Speech therapy, occupational therapy, behavior therapy.
Would that be like ABA?
Cognitive behavior mm-hmm. therapy or applied behavior analysis. Mm-hmm. It's whatever their doctors prescribe. Any kind of devices, augmentative communication devices, hearing aids, anything that's been prescribed for a person with a developmental disability or autism, we help them get those services through their insurance, regardless of whether it's public insurance or private insurance.
Okay, so give me a story. Give me an example of a story, like a client you've worked with.
Absolutely. So we have a father who has 5 children. Their middle son is diagnosed with autism. Titus was prescribed 25 hours of ABA. The family is a one-income family. Father is a longshoreman. His annual income was less than what his ABA would have cost. The family had pulled together with extended family. Everyone had pitched in. They were cobbling together a program. His insurance through the union that covers longshoremen didn't provide the services. We got involved. We not only were able to recover $25,000 in what the family had paid for 2 years, but we also got them to change their policy so that anyone who's similarly situated will be able to get benefits through them.
Wow, good for you. I want you to be my lawyer. I can't get coverage for anything, Arzu, for my kids. Are you kidding? I get denied all the time.
Oh, goodness. Well, we are very, very blessed to have 3 very talented attorneys with us. It is our advocates and attorneys that...
So do you, you only work in Washington State, right?
We do. We do get calls from other states for technical assistance, and we do provide technical assistance to nonprofits around the nation. But we only work with families who reside in Washington or about to move to Washington.
Okay. And if people want to learn more about your alliance, please repeat the name of it and your website.
Sure. It's Washington Autism Alliance and Advocacy. And the website is www.washingtonautismadvocacy.org, all spelled out.
Good. Now, if you had one bit of advice for autism families like mine, where let's say we wanted to get an assisted communication device, like an iPad, for our kids to use at school, or they were having trouble getting their radio voice returns, getting their ABA covered, but they're not in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they go for help?
That's a really good question. I think the first place is to find a doctor that can be your champion. regardless of where you are, there's always a person who can be your advocate, and that's your primary care physician. Communicate with them, make sure they know what your children need, and then that person is the one that prescribes the care.
Okay, so get a written prescription from a licensed primary care doctor. Okay, yes. Go ahead.
And then send that in to your insurance company and request that service. If you run into any trouble, feel free to contact us. We'll put you in touch with the advocates in your state. We'll make sure to find someone in your own state who can help you.
Oh, that's very nice of you. And can I ask you this? Do you charge or do you do this for free?
No, we do not charge families. It's all pro bono. Most of the families that we work with are between 200 and 400% poverty level. They really can't afford any services outside of what they're already paying for their own family. You know, they have to pay for rent and mortgage and car and the tab prices that went up astronomically in Washington now. So no, we do not charge anything for our services.
Arzu, you are a true hero, and I'm honored to have you on Autastic.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
The reason I like this one is because I felt like if you're discouraged, and God knows I've been there.
yes.
There are resources. There are people. There are attorneys that dedicate their time. This is a pro bono thing that they do. Now, granted, they only do the state of Washington, but I'd love it if somebody in Washington heard this, needed it, reached out to them, and got something out of it. But just also, if you search, there are resources in your state of people doing amazing things.
And she said she could help you.
She did.
Regardless of what state you live in.
I believe she said she'd point you in the right direction, but she'll, yeah, but they
yes,
focus on
regardless
Washington.
Regardless what state. Yeah. But it's, anyway.
It's worth an email.
Yes. And she, this is the interview. I got the order wrong where she talked Peter being higher, which is fine, whatever. Jill, I love you so much. Okay. Next one.
Yeah, so let's play the next one, then we can talk about both of them afterwards. This is, as Graham said, Kathy Boyle. She's from Massachusetts, and am I saying that right? Massachusetts?
I mean, yeah.
Here it is. Let's play this.
It's one of your states.
Hey, this is Jill Escher, roving reporter for the Autastic Podcast, sitting here at the Autism Law Summit in San Diego with Kathy Boyle. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, how you doing?
And she's my next victim in line, an amazing autism mom who has turned into a warrior advocate. Kathy, tell us, first of all, let's just say you're from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your son.
Well, Terry is 26, and he likes Thomas the Tank Engine and Harry Potter, and he's got a wicked sarcastic streak. And, you know, he's also really intense.
And what do you mean by that?
Let's just say that, our service coordinator with the state told us when he was about 19, you do know he's one of the most severe kids in the state. You know, in Massachusetts, to get residential, pretty much you have to have one of three things: aggression, self-injurious behavior, or PICA, and he hits all three.
Okay. Well, you turned your personal experience raising a son with severe autism into one of the most amazing, renowned advocacy nonprofits I've ever seen. And can you tell people about that?
Well, Autism Housing Pathways started in 2009 with a bunch of us meeting around a conference room at our kids' school because we wanted to start a house. And we spent about 6 months meeting once a month. And at the end of the 6 months, we all knew we still wanted to create housing, but you know, your kid was 14, your kid was 20, your kid was verbal, your kid was nonverbal. You didn't want to go west of 128. You didn't want to go south of the Mass Pike, you know. So it was clear we needed more people in the room to start any house, much less house everybody's kids who was in that room or in that room. So we said, you know, let's start an umbrella organization to do the research, because what we had figured out at that point is that the research was wicked complicated. And, you know, it was crazy for everybody to do it again. It was reinventing the wheel. So what finally pushed us to go was we needed to open a bank account. You know, we decided we were going to put money in to cover photocopying, things like that. And we couldn't open a bank account without an employer identification number. So we incorporated.
And it's called, to repeat, it's called Autism Housing Pathways. And it's based in Massachusetts. And I'm a big advocate for adult autism housing and adult autism services. And I'm familiar with the landscape around the country of those who are doing adult advocacy. And I do want to say, Kathy, seriously, your work is top notch. You have done more in Massachusetts than I think anybody has done in almost any other state. So I can't verify that scientifically. So let's talk about something that might be of interest to our listeners on Autastic. And one thing on your site that everyone should check out at some point is your over 18 checklist, turning 18 checklist. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, it's a, the goal was to get it all on one page. And then the goal was we would have the checklist on one side and the internet links on the other side. And then the lawyer got involved and said, oh, you've got to have a waiver. So that's this three-page thing. So one page of which is just the waiver. But basically, it's what to do as your child approaches 18. So, you know.
Okay, so I wrote down some of these.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, this will be instructive, everyone. Get ready.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go over some of the things on your checklist that I think anybody who has, let's say, a teenager, right? If you have a five-year-old kid with autism, don't quite worry about this yet. But if you have a teenager with autism, these are things that you might want to start thinking about, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's go over just a few of them.
Well, you know, the first thing we say is make sure your school district is going to do the referral to adult services. People assume this happens automatically, but at least in Massachusetts, you've got to really press them to do the referral. Make sure your kid applies for SSI at 18. And once they get SSI, they're eligible for Medicaid. And Medicaid is super important because it is the main way to pay for long-term services and supports. People think Medicare pays for a lot of this stuff, but it doesn't. Medicare is basically, you know, health insurance, but it's Medicaid that pays for personal care attendant, adult. In Massachusetts, we have adult foster care / adult family care, all that kind of thing, and that's paid for by Medicaid. SSDI, if the parent has died, retired, or become disabled, the child can get
it. So she's talking about signing up for Social Security benefits here.
Right, exactly. And what we tell people is make sure you don't retire before your kid turns 18, because if you have a strong work history and the SSDI benefit your kid gets based on your work history is above the Medicaid income cap, you've got a problem.
Okay. So let's go on with some of the other things on the checklist. Like, do you tell people to maybe think about starting a special needs trust or to open an ABLE account?
You know, I'm trying to remember if that specifically is in there. We tend to avoid telling people to do specific things that look like financial planning. What we do is we tell people talk to a financial planner.
Mm.
So, you know, we're more of, you know, the turning 18 is more of the, you know, make sure you sign your son up for the draft. Believe it or not, that's important. You can't get workforce training benefits if you haven't signed your kid up for the draft before they turn 26. Mm. We, you know, tell people to think about whether they want to do guardianship or not. That's a big deal. Your kid gets hit by a truck on their 18th birthday, they don't have to listen to you at the hospital.
Right. Okay, so can you tell people where to find you on the web?
Yes, we are autismhousingpathways.org, and on Facebook, we've got a Facebook page for Autism Housing Pathways and a Facebook group. And while most of what we say is very specific to Massachusetts, some of it's not, and it would not be that hard for people in other states to replicate what we've done. We started with a turning 18 checklist. 6 months after that, we had a two-hour workshop for parents. A couple of years after that, we had a day-long workshop for parents. So this is definitely replicable.
Yes, so you are a leader in the field, Kathy, and I'm honored to know you and to interview you on Autastic. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it, Graham. What do you think on that one?
My favorite part is when she she said something was wicked.
I know. I was like, you are from Boston. Yeah. That's wicked.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
I thought this one was like super helpful for basically, you know, if your kid's like 15 and there's so many things that like slip
through the cracks. Scary age for a parent. You're like, what is going to happen?
Yeah, for sure. And there's so many things that are like on the horizon. But when she mentions the waiver, I'm going to talk about this real quick. There's something that parents with autism, with kids with autism need to know. And this is that's the waiver. And that's about the, she's talking about the Medicaid waiver, which is basically the primary way that most people fund adult autism services in the States. So when they get out of school, there's a chance that they'll need the waiver to do these adult programs. And it sounds funny to say waiver, but that's what they've always called it. And basically the government would fund developmental disability services in institutions, but to provide the care through the community outside of the institutions, they have to waive the requirement that the adult resides in an institution. So you can be funded for the service in your own home and your community. And there's some states that there's like a lengthy waiting service, which is a pain in the butt. But, that's why you need to look at that. Like if your kid's 15 and the waiver is a very important thing to start putting on your radar. The problem is there's so many quote unquote important things, but this is one that's like needs your attention.
Well, that was the good. Thank you for clearing that up. That's very good. I had another question. When she was like, sign up for the draft, what does that mean?
It sounds funny, but the draft in case there is a war. So in the States, everybody has to sign up for the draft. So if there's a war and they have a draft, you can be drafted. Now, the likelihood of, you know, someone like my son's disability being drafted is, you know, he would be excused. But you have to do that step to get to the next step. So, yeah, the draft. Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously it hasn't been. They haven't had a draft in what, 50 years? I don't know. So
probably since like 1972.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
I'm guessing
45 years or something. But I thought this episode is very, you know, I like this episode to be a resource. So like some of the episodes are fun, some are funny. We do some reviews of some shows about autism. And then this one is just very informative. And I hope that this would be a good episode to share with somebody who's needs just the encouragement and the resources more than the laughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, these ladies are awesome.
Super impressed with these women.
Well, these people, I mean, great. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I think that's a good sode. We did it, right?
We did it, guys. If you have, you know, we're always looking for guests too. If you have somebody who's doing something amazing in your community, or you know of something that,
for sure.
You always feel free to highlight it and send us a quick email. And we try to respond to all our emails and messages and whatnot. And if you could take a second to rate and review us on whatever you listen to this podcast on, if it's iTunes, then there, or if you listen to us on, Podbeam or Switch It? I don't know. I'm not from the future. But if you could rate and review us, we'd really appreciate it. Facebook. Tell us about your Instagram, Graham.
I'm at Graham K-O-K, my name with O-K-A-Y on the end, on Twitter and Instagram. And it's not necessarily autism related. In fact, it rarely is. But if you think I'm funny, and I'd appreciate it if you'd follow me. Also, if you're in the New York area, go to comedybythegraham.com. I'm doing sets every night. Give me a Facebook message.
It sounded like you said sex every night. You said sets every night. Sets. Comedy,
sets, yeah, comedy sets.
Yeah.
I have sex every night. Come
a lot
watch.
A lot of bragging. A lot of bragging on this podcast.
Yeah. No, but if you want to see me do a comedy set very little sexual content.
Or autism content, probably. But jokes. A lot of great jokes. Graham's a very funny comedian. I came and saw him at The Stand when I was there. Very funny. Very, very funny.
Yes. But, well, thanks. But anyway, yes. can go there and I can get you discounted or free tickets from my website, comedybythegram.com. And as always, tell your friends, rate and review on iTunes, and let us know if we should, you know, I think we're not on SoundCloud really, you know that, right? I think we should, we're just basically only on iTunes, and I think we should maybe switch, the Android users can't really listen to us, so.
I think that was maybe your, I think you were going to take care of that, weren't you? I can't remember.
Well, there's no way to find out. Anyway, see you later.
Guys, I'm a Kirk Smith Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you could take a second to, if you like the podcast, you like what we do, if you want to donate a dollar an episode, we'd appreciate it. Or $5 an episode, we'll also use that money towards the podcast. It's at Patreon, P-A-T, let me see, Patreon.
Patreon.com/
Autastic.
There you go. What a team.
That's it. We need two. Together we're a complete man.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Have a great week, guys. You can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. Thanks. We'll be right back.